Welcome to the May 2010 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. Learning the New England language. Trouble is, as soon as you've identified a rule, you discover more exceptions than examples. For instance, you might hear a Maine man say he intends to go gunnin' for partridge that afternoon. You figure gunnin' is used instead of huntin'. But it isn't. If you're after deer instead of partridge, then you're deer huntin'. We seldom eat venison either. Eat a lot of deer meat, though. Or take that simple little word lot. There are in New England plenty of wood lots, 4-acre lots, and even barn lots. However, there are no corn, potato, or oat lots. A pasture is generally considered to be a large, untilled area, often with several groupings of trees scattered here and there. But these trees do not constitute a wood lot. The stand of trees in a wood lot is bigger and thicker. A field of potatoes may be a patch, but you cannot describe a field of grain with that word. The smallest of the words may be the most difficult for outsiders to place correctly. In Maine, where I was raised, we used to have four principal directions: upriver, downstate, over to home, and from away. We went up to Boston, and from Boston we went out to Prout's Neck. That's an area just near Portland, Maine. And from Prout's Neck we went up to inland Vanceboro. That's the town I was raised in, where we went over to Macadam, Canada, or down to Callis, St. Stephens. Now, Callis and St. Stephens are right across the river from each other. The international border is there, but we went to St. Stephens and down to Callis. Every town in New England has its own set of twos, ups, downs, overs, and outs in relation to the rest of New England. And if you depend upon north and south logic, you'll be wrong about half the time. For instance, everyone knows one goes down the coast of Maine when one is sailing northeast, up the coast when sailing southwest. The term down east obviously originates from sailing downwind with the prevailing westerlies when traveling from Massachusetts ports to those along the Maine coast. However, one can go up to Bangor from Massachusetts, correctly so. Up is a hard-working little word. It is added to brought, banged, warmed, let, picked, dressed, turned, and countless others. Also, you find up and did it, up and coming, up and around, and even what are you up to? Banks in Maine have drive-up tellers. Connecticut banks, for the most part, have drive-in tellers. You can shine up to someone, but that isn't quite the same as taking a shine to that someone. Take is used in many situations, too. I can take another job, take after someone, or take sick, during which time I ought to take it easy. A person can take off another person's, meaning mimic, or take him down a peg. Take can also be added for seemingly no reason at all, such as, I'll take and give him a good lesson. Well, I guess with that, I'll take a break. Till next month.